giant companies are wheeling and dealing over your internet service.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Net neutrality is the buzzword for an ongoing debate about whether some internet information and services can be given priority over others. Now, thankfully, we are not going to say the words net neutrality again, but we are going to try to explain the debate. On one side, you typically have the folks who provide content, say Amazon or Facebook. On the other are the cable and phone companies that provide the pipe that sends that content to you. Now, two of the major players say they have a deal. Marketplace's Jeff Horwitz joins us live with the details. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Bill.
The deal was announced by Google and Verizon. And what did they say?
Well, they say they have found some middle ground in what seemed like a pretty intractable debate. The basic internet as we know it today, according to their deal anyway, the wires in the ground running to your house, that would treat all data equally, the way Google and most content companies want it. However, the wireless internet, Verizon and the telecom companies could prioritize data however they want, and they'd be able to lay new wires to establish super fast networks that they can maybe charge for. Verizon says these might be used for really data intensive things like 3D video.
Right. I imagine Google and Verizon going off in a corner and whispering amongst themselves and coming to this agreement. What were the differences they had to bridge?
Well, Google's generally sided with the content camp, the people who say, we want every byte of data on the net to be treated equally. In other words, getting back your search result from Google should arrive just as fast and no faster as the same amount of data from a video on iTunes or the pictures of her cat your aunt posts to her blog. Verizon, on the other hand, is with the telecommunications companies saying, hey, we put a ton of money into broadband, satellites, cell phone towers. We should be able to route traffic how we want and, yes, maybe make a little money by offering, let's say, special treatment.
So they say they have a deal. Does this immediately change my internet?
No, it does not. This is basically a pitch to the Federal Communications Commission saying, look, why don't you consider regulations along these lines and maybe we can all get along? Congress has also debated the issue and they could yet step in and shape what the FCC can and can't do.
Okay, well painted. Marketplace's Jeff Horwitz, thanks.
You're welcome, Bill.
House Democrats will hold an emergency session today to pass a bill aimed at saving hundreds of thousands of teachers and other public workers from unemployment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took the unusual step of calling lawmakers back to Washington because the Senate passed the $26 billion bill after the House had left for summer break. Let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower all around the world, and the loss leader is Shanghai. Shares there fell by almost 3% today after a report that seemed to show a weakening Chinese demand for goods and services. China's been a bright spot in the global slump, so any evidence that China is slumping too makes investors nervous. European stocks are off by more than 0.5%. Wall Street had its quietest trading day all year yesterday. Traders are waiting to see what the Federal Reserve says today. The central bank is discussing what to do about that slumping economy. The Dow Industrials lost 45 points, 0.4%, and closed at 10,698. The PGA Championship starts Thursday in Whistling Straits, Wisconsin, and for the first time in years, Tiger Woods is not the odds-on favorite. The problem is not his sex scandal, it is his golf. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on marketing a fallen and struggling icon.
When it comes to product endorsements, Tiger Woods is still the biggest name in golf. But when he ends a tournament at 18 over par, like he did recently in Akron, Ohio, it could be a sign his athletic star power is starting to dim, says Webster University sports economist Patrick Risch.
He's become mortal.
And that may be his biggest problem. His sexual escapades didn't faze key sponsors like Nike and EA Sports. They stuck with him. Risch doesn't think they're ready to bail yet.
Now, if he continues to play like this in 2011, then I think the murmuring is going to get a lot louder. And at that point, some of those corporations are going to be much more likely to drop him.
All the lousy chipping and putting could put pressure on golf itself, says Risch. Woods' superhuman play has driven the sport's popularity and its TV ratings for more than a decade. With Woods off his game, fans may decide to turn off pro golf altogether. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace's Jeff Horwitz. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
Not only has New York City become safer in the last decade, it has also become a lot greener thanks to the proliferation of community gardens. But those oases of green could be threatened if new rules go into effect next month. Reporter Jill Barshe has that story.
What do we want?
More gardens!
What do we want?
Now!
That's the sound of urban gardeners protesting at City Hall. In recent weeks, they've been wearing revolutionary hats and shouting that the bulldozers are coming. Gardeners are upset by proposed rules that could allow commercial development of city-owned community gardens. That's banned right now. J.K. Canepa's been tending a garden in the East Village for 10 years. She's concerned that rich developers could take away her urban wetland, honeysuckle flowers, and fennel plants.
They can go to the community board and present their case and, I'm afraid, present their money. And even the most revered and treasured gardens could go.
This is not your usual clash between tree huggers and businessmen. On the other side are advocates for affordable housing. Josh Lockwood is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity, New York City. He says no one wants to destroy a garden, but the city also needs more apartments for low-income New Yorkers.
A key constraint in New York City is the availability of land. And so for affordable housing developers like us, that often means, you know, difficult conversations about how to build and where to build.
The city is slated to hold a public comment session on the new rules today. In New York, I'm Jill Barshe for Marketplace.
And finally, remember the erasable pen? Well, the folks at Sharpie have flipped the script. They've invented a non-erasable pencil. It uses liquid graphite, and after you write with it, you have 3 days to change your mind. After that, the graphite becomes permanent. It's an astounding breakthrough, just in time for back to school, and it has teenagers everywhere asking, "What's a pencil?" This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.